So I want to invite us to just start with a little prayer right now. Jesus, I ask that you would release your whisper through me today with clarity, and that your spirit would breathe that word into each heart, from the youngest person here to the oldest. I thank you for a host of angelic forces to protect us from the distractions of the enemy, and who also be messengers of your word, echoing the word in the spirit realm around us. Jesus, we welcome your kingdom of light and truth, grace and mercy and unfailing love to invade our hearts and minds so that we can become more like you this year. Thank you that by your spirit you will deposit this word into our spirits, that will remain with us and continue to echo in our hearts throughout every situation that we encounter this year. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, kids, can you all come over by me, because you're going to need to be near me. So kind of just move over here, all right? Who can read that word up there? What does it say? It says whisper. Awesome. What do you have to do in order to hear someone when they are whispering to you? What do you have to do? Okay, you have to listen. What does listen require? Okay, yep, you definitely have to do that. But when you are listening, what are you not doing? You're not talking. Exactly. All right, so when someone is whispering to you, you have to be quiet. You can't talk, so that you can hear them. But another thing that is really good to do is also to look at the person who is whispering to you, because sometimes you can understand them more clearly if you're looking at them, because you can see their facial expressions while they're whispering, and it helps you to know and understand what they're whispering to you. So there are two things that you got to do. You got to be quiet. You can't talk. And you got to look at the person. So in just a moment, I am going to whisper some instructions to you that you are going to now go do with Pastor Chris and with Jane. And so as I'm whispering to you, what do you got to do? Not talk, and what? And look at me. Are you ready? I'm going to whisper. Just a couple minutes, Pastor Chris and Jane are going to take you outside, and they're going to take you for a walk all around the campus, all around the school. And as you're walking, I need you to do the same two things that you're doing right now. As you're walking, I need you to not talk and to just listen. And I need you to use your eyes. Just look around and pay attention to what you see. Okay? Everybody got that? So you're going to walk around and you're going to look and you're going to see, what do I see? Do I see buildings and trees or birds? And you're going to listen. You're not going to talk, but you're going to listen. What do you hear? Maybe you'll hear a bird. Maybe you'll hear the traffic going by. Maybe you'll hear one another walking by, but you're not going to hear one another talking, are you? No, because we're all going to be quiet. Now, as you're walking and you're listening and you're looking, it might be that God also whispers something and speaks something or shows you something and wants to speak to you through what you see, what you hear. For example, one time I was out walking and I saw this little willy wagtail. Do you know what those birds are? I saw a little willy wagtail, and his head was missing. The back part of his head was gone. And the little bird was just scurrying around like this, and it could not fly like it was created to do. And so God began to speak to me through that little Willy Wagtail that a lot of people are like that. Because the devil has come and he's stolen something from them in their lives. And therefore they're wandering around and they can't fly and be the person that God created them to be. And so you see in that little way, God used the little wagtail that I saw with my eyes while I was being quiet, and he spoke to me. So maybe as you're looking and you're listening, God might speak to you. So what you're going to do is you're going to go for your little walk, and then Pastor Chris and Jane are going to take you to a place where they're going to give you a piece of paper, and you're going to be able to write down or draw what you saw and what you heard while you were walking. And if you heard God speak to you, or if he showed you something, you can tell Pastor Chris and Jane at that time. And then when you're done, you're going to come back in here, and you're going to sit quietly, and then we'll close the service together. Is that okay? Okay, so everybody know. So from this moment on, you're going to stand up, and you're going to follow Pastor Chris, and you're going to be quiet, you're going to look, and you're going to listen. Right? On your mark, get set. As the kids are leaving, parents, I want to encourage you that the journey that he's given us to go through with the reading of Scripture. I was watching your children while the video was going on. And because of the way it's done with the cartoonish drawing and stuff like that, they're engaging with that. They're watching that. They're paying attention to it. And God is given an opportunity to speak to them, to reveal himself through that. And you can use that as a stepping place to engage your kid with the Word of God, to talk to them about the stories, and to help them see God for who he is and have those conversations. So I really would encourage you to bring your kids along on this journey of reading through the Scripture. One of the things that really stood out to me in the video is the reminder that our God is faithful and he blesses and rescues us despite our failures. Did anybody else notice that? Especially our failures to trust in him in the midst of our circumstances. Can anybody here relate to that? This is a theme that we are going to see over and over and over again as we continue to read the Bible. And it's a reminder that I have needed, and I am guessing that there are probably a few of us here today who also have needed that reminder. As I've been reading through and as I've been looking ahead at the characters that we're going to be reading about, the Lord has highlighted to me a very simple truth. And that is this. These characters would often find a way to take their eyes off of God and onto their circumstances. They would take their eyes off of the character of God, of who he is, and put it on their circumstances. They would take their eyes off of the word or the promises that God had given to them, and they would put the eyes of their heart onto their circumstances. As we continue to read through Exodus week, you're going to see it several times. We read about it today. If you read your scripture, because God's just brought them out of Egypt. He's delivered them with a mighty hand.
He sent all of these plagues against the Egyptians. He brings them out. Yay! Pharaoh has let them go. But in that moment, when Pharaoh comes after them again, what do? The scripture literally uses the word, they saw the Egyptians. They took their eyes off of God in that moment and the promises that he had given them to really deliver them, and they got them back on their circumstances, on the people, on the Egyptians, and then they were just afraid and they started complaining. Why did you bring us out here, Moses, to kill us in the desert? We'll see that repeated again and again. Take Abraham and Sarah, for example. We read that story, right? You just referred to it in the video. God promises a son, and for a while they persevere in waiting for their son, but then all the waiting just gets way too much for them. They look at each other. Abe, you're getting old. Sarah, you are barren and old. And so they take matters into their own hands. They take their eyes off of God, off of his promise to them, and they put their eyes on one another and their circumstance. And Sarah comes up with that great plan. Go sleep with your maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her because God ain't doing it. Which, of course, ends up birthing generations of family dysfunction and heartache. They took their eyes off God. They took their eyes off of the faithfulness of God, the one who keeps all of his promises and who is the God of the impossible, and they instead begin to look at their circumstances. Can anyone relate? Have you been there? Have you done that? Are you there now? Are you doing that? From this simple truth, God is speaking to us. And he's whispering a word that is going to become an echo in our hearts through every day and every situation we're going to face in this year. And I guarantee you, I make you a promise right now. I guarantee you, if we pay attention to the word that I am about to share with you, our path, your path in 2018 will be straight. I'm giving you a promise, a guarantee. The reason I can make the promise and the guarantee is because of the God who's going to give the word, who releases the word, who releases the whisper into our heart. See, it's not my word, it's his word. It doesn't mean that your path will be easy or without pain or smooth, but it will be straight. It will be in step with God. It will be moving forward with him. It will keep in step with him and his purpose for your life. And it will keep you from going on detours and failures like we read about in Scripture and we've experienced in our own lives. Some of you here today have been on a detour. I'm speaking to you right now. You are in the midst of a detour. Some of you right now are in the midst of a failure. You're looking at your life, you're looking at your situation, and as a result, there is failure. Hear the word of the Lord this morning. The word has been whispering to me since the end of last year, and is whispering to us today is simply this. Three words from Jesus. Look at me. Can you say those with me? Look at me. Say it again, I can't hear you. Look at me. Not me, Jesus. He's saying those words to you. Look at me, Steve. Daniel, Jesus saying, look at me. Sandy, Jesus saying, look at me. And with these three words, what he is meaning to say is, Alyssa, listen to me. Trust me. Let the eyes of your heart be on me and not your circumstances. Look at me. And I believe this is part of the reason why the strategy that God has given us as a church this year to read through the Bible is so very important and significant and amazing. Because through that journey, God is saying, look at me, look at me, look at me, all the way through from generation, from Genesis to Revelation. Look at me and discover afresh who I am and who I have revealed myself to be through my word. Look at me. Listen to me. Set the eyes of your heart on me in every relationship, in every situation, in every circumstance. When God started whispering this word into my spirit several months ago, he gave me a story from Matthew 14. It's the one about Jesus when he sends his disciples ahead in the boat. And he goes up on the mountain to pray. And in the middle of the night, this big storm comes along, the wind and the waves, and they're tossing the boat all around. And Jesus comes walking on the water towards them, and they, unsurprisingly, they think it's a ghost. And they're completely freaked out. And Jesus immediately says to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. And Peter replies, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he says. Then Peter gets down out of the boat. He walks on the water, and he comes before Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and he began to sink. And he cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand, and he caught him. You of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Looking back from now, as I remember when God first gave me that scripture, I understand that what he was beginning to reveal to me was that I was Peter. He was saying to me and giving me that story, Candace, you're Peter. Your eyes are on the wind and the waves. Your eyes are on the disappointments. Your eyes are on the discouragement. Your eyes are on the lacks. Your eyes are on the unfulfilled promises. Your eyes are on the weariness. Your eyes and I can't go into all the details of my personal journey, and I don't want to, but my eyes were anywhere but on Jesus. And as a result, the doubts began to magnify in my own heart. And he kept whispering to my soul when he gave me this scripture. It started, and he said, look at me. Look at me. But instead of looking at him, and instead of calling out to him like Peter did, Lord, save me, I just kept looking and responding to the waves. And as a result, I was sinking in my soul and in my spirit. You may not have even recognized it if you saw me or you were at a Hope WA meeting, but I knew it. It looks different for all of us. I knew there was a sinking in my soul going on. I knew that there was this a lack of passion that was burning within me. Or not burning within me. There was this disconnection with the Holy Spirit. There was this going through the motions, being obedient, but my heart was not in it. I was sinking in my soul because my eyes were on the wind and the waves all around me. Are there any Peters here today? And I couldn't wait to get home and have a break back in November. And so I went home to America, and, you know, despite what some of us might think, God's actually at work in America, too. He still speaks in America. Because while I was there, he continued to whisper these words into my spirit. And in his unrelenting way, he prepared a sermon for when I went to my dad's church that was just for me. It was like I was the only one in that sanctuary of 250 people. And he took us to 1 Kings chapter 19. Tells the story of the prophet Elijah on the run from Queen Jezebel, who wants to kill him. And he ends up in this cave on a mountain, and he's told to go out of the cave and stand on the mountain because God's about to pass by. And the scripture talks about this great and powerful wind that comes and tears through the place. But God wasn't in the wind. And then there was this earthquake that shakes the foundations, but the Lord wasn't in the earthquake. And then comes a fire, but God's not in the fire. And then comes a gentle whisper. God whispers to Elijah as he comes out of the cave. What are you doing here, Elijah? And I knew this sermon, God was trying to whisper to me again. And so I began to write down quotes from what the pastor was saying. He said, "Listen to the whisper in your spirit. Let his voice be the quietest yet loudest, most sure voice in your life. Silence the competing voices and noises, and listen for my whisper. The polls, the TV, the laws, the politicians and their decisions, the news, the majority vote, all these voices are loud and, in fact, in our faces. The follower of Jesus must learn how to hear the still, small voice and whisper of God in all these loud, ungodly voices of the world." And he said, "What is God whispering to your spirit?" And I knew in that moment God was whispering a very simple message. "Candace, look at me. Look at me." Couldn't get away from his whisper. His whisper kept following me everywhere. "Look at me." This whisper is being loosened into your spirit today, and you too will not be able to get away from it. Look at me. A few days later, my dad and I went to a professional Christian musical production on the birth of Jesus. And the theater, the stage is bigger than our auditorium here. It's huge. And I walked in, and across the front of the on the screen was this picture. Not this one, the next one, Matt. Have a look at that. I just kind of slumped into my chair, and I'm like, "Are you serious, God?" Matthew 14, Peter, looking at the wind and the waves, sinking down, Jesus' hand. As I sat down in my chair, the whisper came again, "Candace, look at me." had this image in my mind since he began giving me the story about Peter sinking, and here it was before me, so beautifully depicted. And I just heard those words again, look at me, listen to me. The picture was up there because it's the production that they're doing, they were advertising for in 2018 on Jesus. When I'd returned to Australia, God continued to whisper. And I finally came to that place in my heart where I was actually ready to verbalize the words that Peter spoke with all my heart. Say, Lord, save me. Maybe that's your moment this morning as you're hearing the whisper. That whisper's probably been there for a while in your own journey. Might not be these words exactly, but the whisper has been there to look at Jesus, to return to him, to get your eyes fixed upon him, to get in his word. And maybe today's the day that you'll say, Lord, save me. And that cry will rise up from your heart. Or maybe it's just being deposited into your spirit right now. And you're going to have to go on a journey like I did. And there will come that breakthrough moment where all your heart will be able to say, Lord, save me. And begin to look at him. And as I have returned, I've been going on hikes and just spending time with God. And I've been listening to worship music. And I don't know how I found this one particular CD. I don't know how God gave it to me. But I start hiking, and it's like the whole CD was written just for me. Like every song was just speaking into this place and revealing this whisper, look at me. And one of the songs is called Eyes on You. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you. How I trust you, Jesus. Eyes on you, Lord, eyes on you. Through the laughter, through the pain, my only answer, my only truth, eyes on you. Candace, look at me. Another one of the songs was called Be Still. Be still, my heart, and know. In letting all my weakness show, he provides a place for me to go. He lifts me off the ground. I quiet down and rest. He restores my hope again. I lift my eyes and look to him. So open up my heart and trust. Open up my eyes to see that he who placed the sun, the moon, and the stars is here with me. Someone gave me a CD for Christmas called Never Lose Sight. And there's a song on there called, can you go to the next one? There you go, Matt. Next slide. Well, next, yeah. So they could see the CD there, Never Lose Sight. And on a song on there, Jesus, Jesus, who walks on the waters, who speaks to the sea, who roars like a lion, is bled like a lamb. He carries my healing in his hands. Jesus, this is the name I call in times of trouble. There's a song that comforts me in the night. There's a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is Jesus, Jesus. Look at me. I also received a book, and in it included a chapter about two women. Some of you may know their story. Book here. And there were names were Corey and Betsy Ten Boom. Anybody know them? So they were a family in Holland who were working to save Jews in World War II and inviting them and hiding them in their home. And Corey lived, and so we know the story. Her sister died as they were both taken to a prison camp. And I was just reading in this book about their lives, this one chapter. And there is this moment where a guard picks up and some kind of a tool and began striking Betsy hard on her neck and her chest. And her sister Corey, in a blind rage, it says in the book, grabbed her shovel and went for the guard. But Betsy stopped her before the guard had a chance to see her. As blood began to soak her blouse, she begged her sister to keep working. And then seeing Corey stare angrily at the welt that was forming on her neck, Betsy said to her sister Corey, "Don't look at it, Corey. Look at Jesus only." I just want you to close your eyes for a moment. I just want you to imagine that scene. Your brother, your sister, is being beaten. Physically beaten with a shovel. I can relate to the rage of Corey. I probably would have reacted in the same way. Listen to Betsy. Don't look at the welt. Look at Jesus only. What an incredible woman of faith whose eyes were fixed on Jesus in the midst of her circumstances, in the midst of her pain. Jesus is saying today, look at me only. I am hoping and praying that we can help one another this year, individually, as families, as a church, to not look at the welts, to not look at the wind and the waves, to not look at the circumstances, to not look at the impossibilities, but to look at Jesus only. I'm hoping and praying that from this moment forward, you will continually hear Jesus whispering to you, look at another one of the songs God used to whisper these words. And this is for us to close with. It's called "It Is Well." And I've asked Chloe if she would prepare the song for us today. So if you guys would come. And as she sings it, I want you to just bow your heads and close your eyes. I want you to just listen. And I just want you to take these moments to just engage with Jesus, to hear him speak those words into your spirit, look at me, and to respond to him. Can you hear him? And what is your response today? Will you bow your heads right now? Close your eyes. What does your life look like? What does it look like to live looking and listening to Jesus for you? What has to happen for that to be a reality? What does that look like? What needs to shift and change in your mindsets, in your actions, in your heart? And I'm hopeful that the words of this song can be the response of your heart as it is mine. And through it all, my eyes are on you. Just let the words wash over you. And I want you to sing along at first. Maybe we'll sing along the second or third time through. But just for starters, just be still and let the whisper of God, of Jesus, begin to echo in your heart already. Look at me, look at me, look at me. And begin to respond to him with your heart.
Grander earth is quaking. the sound of his voice. The seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. Far be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see, and this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into in the midst of the sea.
Oh.
just go back and just sing that together from the chorus and the bridge together. Why don't you stand with me?
So let it go.
If you're here this morning and you just want someone to pray with you, I want to invite you to come up as we're just singing through these lyrics. If you've been looking at the wind and the waves, you just need that brother or sister to just pray with you, to join you in making this declaration. Help me put my eyes back on Jesus this morning. I just want to take a moment to pray for you and with you. I thank you for the whisper that you've released into our spirits today. And I thank you that you will continue to echo this invitation to us each and every day. Look at me. Look at me. And I ask for an abundant provision of your grace upon us. To hear the whisper and to respond to the whisper. An abundant provision of your healing grace upon our hearts so that we can respond in faith, in trust, as hope is restored and is resurrected. And for those who may not need that right now, Lord, for the journey ahead this year, when they need it, I thank you that that whisper will be there and that whisper will be heard and that grace will be sufficient and available for them in that moment, in that season, in that circumstance. Thank you. Thank you that you will continue to open the eyes of our hearts, that you will continue to take the scales away from our eyes so that we can look at you and see you more clearly than we've ever seen you before. So I ask that the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know you better would rest upon us in 2018 and you would flood our hearts with your light and truth like never before. And through it all, as a people, our eyes will be on you. And it will be well with our souls. In Jesus' name. You still need prayer, I invite you to come forward. Otherwise, bless you as you go into your journey this year with your eyes fixed on Jesus. Amen.